It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
Consider the following timeless quotes and how they apply to the moment in time we now find ourselves in. We may have found a cure for many evils, but we have found no remedy for the worst of them all, the apathy of human beings. From Helen Keller. The death of democracy is not likely to be an assassination from ambush. It will be a slow extinction from apathy and indifference. That quote from Robert Hutchins. And now, on the same theme from so long ago, this quote from Aristotle. Tolerance and apathy are the last virtues of a dying society. How much that applies to the window in time we now find ourselves in. Military, industrialized society has trained the majority to be apathetic, to be entertained by the power structure orchestrated theater of the absurd, and by the latest material acquisitions. The current paradigm must be completely shattered. The masses must be awakened if we are to have any chance of surviving even the short-term horizon. We must fully face the gathering storm head on, no matter how dire the horizon. This is the only way forward. The latest breaking frontline reports in a moment. This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour for September 1st, 2018. This is a commercial-free program brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org, paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, 105.7 FM. Saturday morning, 6 to 7, Sunday morning, 7 to 8. Global Alert News is also rebroadcast on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network, Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. As always, this reminder, if you're in the Reading area, free geoengineeringwatch.org informational materials can be picked up from Orchard Nutrition in Reading. For those not in the Reading area, the latest geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Announcement for Jim Fair, the very, very staunch ally of the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. Jim Fair events have a stocked geoengineeringwatch.org informational booth, free geoengineeringwatch.org materials that you can pick up and help us distribute, help us to sound the alarm, help us to wake others. This week started yesterday, ends tomorrow, San Diego, California at the Scottish Rite Event Center. You can get into the event for free if you state that you're there to pick up geoengineeringwatch.org materials. Jim Fair event in San Rafael, California, September 14th through September 16th at the Marin Center Exhibit Hall. Search the Jim Fair home site for future events. Our deepest thanks to Jim Fair for their help in exposing and halting climate engineering. Please show your support, show up, get materials, help us to sound the alarm. On that note, the Northern California Climate Engineering Awareness and Call to Action event has now been rescheduled. The event will take place on the evening of Saturday, October 20th, in the Holiday Inn Ballroom, Redding, California. The event doors will open at 5 p.m. An extensive, fully updated presentation on the grave and immediate threat posed by climate engineering will begin at 6 p.m. There will be a very extended Q&A session immediately after this presentation. A specific call to action will be given with input and instructions that will be fully outlined. Attendance for this event is absolutely free. The latest geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials will be given away at this event for free to all that attend. This includes commercial DVDs, color glossy booklets, flyers, and reusable geoengineeringwatch.org canvas carry bags. All who can are asked to attend this free public awareness and call to action event. Our biosphere and climate systems are collapsing. Climate engineering operations are the single greatest factor that is fueling this process. What we collectively face is a fight for life on the near-term horizon. Show up, learn the facts, find out what you can do to help sound the alarm. Watch for updated event posts coming soon to geoengineeringwatch.org. Moving on, a few various frontline headlines before getting to the bottom line factor that holds our collective futures in the balance: biosphere collapse. Before advancing to headlines, one note to consider on a subject that I will cover in greater detail on a later broadcast: the rapid ramp up of 5G frequency transmissions. Is this ramp up, in fact, a power structure preparation for societal insurrection? As the biosphere implodes, the economy will follow. Societal collapse will then ensue. There is no other possibility. It's coming, and those in power are preparing. 5G frequencies are used for crowd control. This is indisputable fact. So for those who are being pacified at the 5G expansion as some great benefit to society, think again. Radio frequency microwave transmissions are hugely harmful to the entire web of life. 5G is the epitome of that harm. And our society, as I mentioned at the beginning of this broadcast, the apathy, unbelievable, truly unbelievable. Much is changing, and not for the better. Moving on to various frontline headlines before getting to the bottom line factor that holds our collective futures in the balance. Frontline biosphere reports from RTTV and other sources. You could soon spend 10 years in an Australian jail if you don't hand over your phone password to police. From that report, new Australian bill introduces some of the toughest legislation anywhere in the world for refusing to hand over personal data. How about that? The police state is here. It's here. Other Western countries are likely to follow. From multiple sources, this report that should cause us all to take pause and consider the bigger picture. Russia gives U.S. intel on planned chemical weapons provocation in Syria. From that report, Moscow has briefed U.S. diplomats on a plan by militants to stage a false flag chemical weapons attack in Syria meant to frame Damascus. This is business as usual. These alleged attacks that certainly were not carried out by the Syrian government, used as a premise to further invade sovereign nations. This has been going on for how long? And the apathy of the American population that doesn't want to know, that wants to be entertained by the latest political theater, and that's exactly what it is. If you're caught up on the political theater, as I state week after week, doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on, Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, left, right, whatever you want to label yourself as, if you're caught up in this political theater, you are missing the point. The ship is going down by the day, and we are all on it. Moving on to continuing unimaginable hypocrisy in the U.S., hypocrisy which is alive and well. How many are pushing for gun control in the U.S. while at the same time fully supporting the biggest gun dealer in the world? The U.S. government and the military-industrial complex distributing weapons all over the globe to conflict zones where unimaginable carnage is taking place. Why does nobody protest that on any side of the political fence? Total hypocrisy. Another headline from Forbes.com and other sources. Unless it changes, capitalism will starve humanity by 2050. This is from Forbes. Consider the source. They're starting to have to admit that the course we're on is unsustainable. But let's take that headline for what it truly is: a pacification of the population. Not 2050. Not 2020. Now. It's happening now. Wait for more reports later in this broadcast. When you see a headline like that and you think, oh good, we have 30 plus more years, wake up. That headline was designed to make you apathetic, just as I started at the beginning of this broadcast. Another headline, WTF, for those who know what that acronym means, that's part of the headline. WTF just happened in Argentina. Central bank hikes to 60%. Peso collapses 24% in 2 days. Another headline, the world is ganging up against the dollar. This is just a brief rundown on a few frontline headlines before getting to biosphere reports. Another headline, end of dollar hegemony may happen soon. and badly impact indebted America. The U.S. empire has been built on the petrodollar, and the dollar is the global reserve currency, which for those that don't fully understand the banking system, that meant that the central bankers could print however many dollars they wanted. That's how the Pentagon can be missing $30 trillion. People ask who's funding the climate engineering insanity. Guess where? Central banks. All roads lead back to the central bankers and those who control them. But an increasing number of countries around the world have had enough of the completely out-of-control empire. And not that those countries, if they had the same power as America, would be any less corrupt. The corruption is in direct proportion to the level of power that that country contains. And we know where that power exists, don't we? The U.S. military, bigger than the next 10 biggest militaries combined. Most destructive force on the planet at this moment in time. Another headline, air pollution can put a dent in solar power. That's what got me onto this issue. My completely off-grid home losing massive amounts of my solar power from whatever these aircraft were emitting. That's what brought me into my research. That's what's brought me onto this issue. That's what's made me dedicate the last 15 years of my life to this issue, because the ramifications are so incredibly grave that it was clear this issue had to be a priority if we intended to live much longer on this planet. It's the epitome of human insanity. Climate engineering, absolute epitome of human insanity. And let's be clear, it's not just climate engineering. Many, many agendas are being carried out. I will get to some of those agendas later in this broadcast, and they are dire indeed. Another headline, a hot, dark, hungry future. That's where we are all headed on the current course. The subject of hot. Now even tropical islands are burning to the ground. From HawaiiNewsNow.com and other sources, West Maui wildfires damaged 22 homes and 30 vehicles. Since when are wildfires on Hawaii a problem? They are now. On parts of the island, while other parts of the island are battered with record flooding. This is a small snapshot of what's happening around the world, isn't it? This report. Hurricane Lane batters Hawaii with life-threatening flooding. From the report, feet of rain and gusty winds have created catastrophic flooding and left thousands without power as Hawaii is battered by Hurricane Lane. Wildfires on parts of Hawaii, well, record flooding in other parts. Same with the U.S., yes? Record heat, record fires, record flooding. The greatest single climate disrupting factor at this point in time is the climate engineering assault. This is not to deny other forms of anthropogenic damage to the planet. All forms of human activity that affect the energy balance of the planet are a form of geoengineering. But the intentional effort to modify and manipulate Earth's climate, single greatest threat we face short of nuclear cataclysm. As I have stated so many times, there could be no legitimate discussion about the climate or the state of the climate without first and foremost including climate engineering. No legitimate discussion about climate engineering without including patented processes of chemical ice nucleation for weather modification, the engineered cool downs, engineered snowstorms that happen in regions that are surrounded by far warmer than normal temperatures. And as we head into this year, into next year, as the climate engineers become more and more desperate, they will chemically engineer more and more cool downs. This means converting chemically what should have been liquid precipitation into frozen precipitation. There are many detailed articles on this subject. Go to geoengineeringwatch.org or go to any search engine, search geoengineeringwatch.org, chemical ice nucleation or engineered winter or engineered cool downs. You'll find many detailed articles, many hyperlinks to back up the conclusions made in those articles. Understand, the climate engineers are engineering winter to further confuse and divide the population in regard to the true state of the planetary meltdown. Those who are truly trying to expose and halt climate engineering must include this issue. There can be, again, no legitimate discussion about the climate engineering issue without including chemical ice nucleation for weather modification and the engineered cool downs it creates. Moving on, Great Barrier Reef headed for massive death. These are new headlines. Week after week, what's left of the barrier reef is dying off. What's left of life in the oceans is dying off as well. The massive die-off of aquatic and terrestrial species continues to accelerate around the globe. And all the while, the population is being fed, as I stated earlier, endless political theater sagas from the power structure-controlled mainstream media weapon of mass distraction. From multiple sources, it's official. July 2018 was the 403rd consecutive month of above normal average global temperatures. If you're in an engineered cool-down zone like the east coast of the U.S., which you're getting warm temperatures now, understand, you're in a very, very small portion of the Earth. The entire eastern half of the U.S. lower 48 is 1/200th of the Earth's surface. Just because you're in an engineered cool-down zone is not a snapshot of the entire world. Look at the wider horizon, or you will not have a clear picture. From thebigwobble.org and other sources, earthquakes in diverse places, August 2018, the third highest count this century. Now consider this parallel headline from earlier in the year from mainstream media that is in fact designed to condition the population into accepting the massive increase in earthquake swarms. 2018 could bring increase in severe worldwide earthquakes. That was from Newsweek and other sources. They are conditioning the population into accepting what's coming. I've been over that with the fires, the droughts. Mainstream media's job is to convince the population this is just part of some sort of cycle that we just need to ride out. That is not the case. Not the case. That's conditioning of the population to accept what's unfolding. In regard to the earthquakes, consider that thermal expansion is one major factor that triggers seismic activity. And indeed, the planet is warming at blinding speed, climate engineering making it worse overall, not better. Short-term, highly toxic cooldowns at the cost of an even worse planetary warming. And for the record, the global network of microwave transmitters, ionosphere heaters like HARP, can create extreme thermal expansion in very concentrated, seismically sensitive zones, i.e., such ionosphere heaters can and likely are contributing to seismic activity. One more weapon of war for the power structure. As I stated, Earth's oceans are superheating. On that note, consider these new headline reports. From sfgate.com and other sources, waters off New England in the midst of record year for warmth. Another headline from livescience.com and other sources, a new, quote, brown tide could, may, might, there's the words of pacification from academia and mainstream media, both controlled by the power structure. Again, the headline, a new, quote, brown tide could make Florida's dangerous red tide far worse. From that report, the beaches of Southwest Florida are once again graveyards for marine life, thanks to a deadly, quote, red tide, algae bloom floating just beneath the surface of the water. The algae bloom has gone on way longer than usual since November of 2017, and it looks like things are going to get far worse before they get better. What would cause them to get better when the spiral is one direction? We're heading downhill. We are circling the drain on the current course. Report continues, as a separate bloom, this one called a brown tide, appears to be on track to intermingle with the red tide and feed it. According to new reports, the oceans are dying. Be clear about that. They're dying. They're converting to what's called Canfield Ocean, a lifeless, superheated, oxygenless, stratified ocean where nothing lives. Oceans die. We die. Very simple. We must change course. Another headline from the Big Wobble and other sources, this report. Malibu Lagoon State Beach is the latest American coastal area to suffer a massive fish die-off as thousands of mullet succumb to the heat. Wildlife experts said the cause of the die-off is most likely a jump in water temperatures, I just covered that, which are now in the mid-80 degree range. This is in Southern California. It's extraordinarily high. The popular beach in Malibu is not so popular anymore, the report states. Earth has crossed its own tipping point and is cracking under the strain. The report states 2/3 of animals will be extinct by 2020. 2/3. We've lost over 2/3 of Earth's wildlife populations in the last 40 years, while the human population has doubled. How many think that trend can continue? And those very well-off people that live in the Malibu region of Southern California perhaps thought that their big bank accounts would save them from what's unfolding. not so much. The reckoning is coming. In fact, it's already unfolding at blinding speed. From Canadian media source CBC and other sources, warm water under Arctic ice, a, quote, ticking time bomb, researchers say. How long have we tried to bring this to light at geoengineeringwatch.org? How many years? That the warming, radical warming of the Arctic, the thawing of the methane hydrate deposits on the seabed and in tundra holds our collective futures in the balance. Now, many mainstream sources covering this. Why? Because they can't hide it any longer. From New Scientist, a parallel report, a warm water time bomb could spell disaster for Arctic sea ice, not just Arctic sea ice. The sea ice goes, so goes the planet. We are very close to that point. What the climate engineers are willing to do to hide this is unimaginable. I'll get to more of that later in this report, but remember these headlines. From this report, the Arctic ice is in hot water, literally, following the discovery that heat has been accumulating rapidly in a salty layer of the Arctic Ocean 50 meters down. This is hugely problematic. Again, remember these reports. I'll get to other relevant reports in a few moments. From strangesounds.org and other sources, this new report on yet more massive die-off. Millions of fish die in Lake Toba. And you can find dozens and dozens of these reports. Go to 2018 massive die-off. It's, if you search anything along those lines, mass animal die-off 2018, I think is what it is. You'll be shocked at what you find. And that's only still a sample. Sources all over the globe citing the complete collapse of aquatic and terrestrial ecosystems and species all over the globe. While everybody's clicking on their iPhones, going to Walmart, and watching the latest football game, the planet is imploding. Nero fiddles while Rome burns, as the ancient proverb goes. From multiple sources, this report, last glacier standing in Venezuela. The cryosphere, the ice deposits around the planet, are imploding. What happens when the ice goes? The planet's temperature equilibrium goes exponentially off course, just like your glass of water with the ice cubes in it that stays cool until the last ice cube melts, and then it begins to heat extremely rapidly. Small example of planet Earth. From the report in Venezuela, today less than 1% of the glaciated areas remain in Venezuela. Almost completely gone. 1% left. From jpratt27.com and other sources, this report, apocalyptic threat, dire climate report, raises fears for Californians and Australians. From that report, California's summer of deadly wildfires and dangerous heat waves will soon be the new normal if nothing is done to stop climate change, a report released on Monday warns. Again, remember and consider, mainstream media is not warning us because they care about us. They're warning us because what's unfolding is becoming all but impossible to hide. And for those who think, are still trying to convince themselves, that the military-industrial complex has not been fully engaged in climate engineering for many, many decades, you simply haven't done your research and are unwilling to face the truth. Please change course. Please face the truth. Please help us to sound the alarm. Another report from multiple sources. Australia, dry times to continue as Bureau of Meteorology releases grim spring outlook. It has been a dry summer in Australia, followed by a dry autumn, followed by a dry winter, and for large parts of the country, it looks like spring is going to follow the trend. Drying out parts of Australia as well, same as what has been done to northern hemisphere locations that have allowed and facilitated massive wildfires that have produced massive amounts of smoke that have filled the atmosphere, covering continents, and actually creating a short-term cool down at the cost of a far worsened overall global warming and biosphere collapse. Those in power do not care of the consequences of the actions that they carry out, so long as it serves their short-term agenda. More on that later in this broadcast. This from the LA Times, certainly a power structure-controlled media source. This is to condition the population. Here's the headline. Climate change will be deadlier, more destructive, and costlier for California than previously believed, state warns. This is to condition the population into accepting the massive burn downs that are happening, because California is at minimum a climate sacrifice zone. It's forests being sacrificed to further load the atmosphere with smoke particulates at critical moments in time near the end of the melt season in the Arctic, most specifically. Again, a very detailed report on this I'll outline further in this broadcast, but this is to condition the population into accepting something as being natural that is not natural. We can say with certainty, with no ambiguity, that whatever the motives or agendas, and we can all speculate on that, although we have a very good idea what those motives and agendas are, without question, the cutoff of precipitation to the U.S. West Coast has been a direct result of climate engineering operations. If you don't believe this, you haven't looked at the data. That simple. Research this. Engineered drought catastrophe, target California. Search these subjects at geoengineeringwatch.org. Learn what you haven't been told by official sources. From this report, heat waves will continue to grow more severe and persistent, shortening the lives of thousands of Californians. Wildfires will burn more of the state's forests. The ocean will rise higher and faster, exposing California to billions in damage along the coast. It's not coming. It's here. From the UK Guardian and other sources, this report. Wildfire fighters see record death toll as climate pushes teams to the, quote, limit. No mention of climate engineering. Single greatest causal factor for the increase of and intensity of wildfires around the globe. More than enough documentation to fully back that statement up. When will the climate engineering elephant in the room be acknowledged? How long will the majority remain in denial? Time is not on our side. From this report, California's megafires are making a demanding job even harder, say firefighters mourning their colleagues. The firefighter Jeremy Stoke was helping residents evacuate from the Northern California city of Redding when the wildfire menacing their neighborhood arrived suddenly in an apocalyptic form, a riot of wind and flame known as a fire-nado. The hotter the fires burn, the more benefit they are to the climate engineers. Again, full detailed 22-minute video report on this you can find at geoengineeringwatch.org. More details on that in a few moments. This next report is from the Redding Record Searchlight in Northern California. And for the record, the editor of the Record Searchlight has stated on the record he will never cover the climate engineering issue ever. Here's the report. Thick smoke from the fires is making Redding's air about as bad as Beijing. From the report, if you're feeling the effects of the car fire smoke and that of other fires in Northern California, you're not alone. The danger doesn't stop just because the air doesn't smell smoky. Smoke isn't something to take lightly. It can cause health problems in some of the healthiest people, researchers say. The report goes on to say, quote, we're talking concentrations in Redding that are more than 10 times higher than federal limits. The report also states this, short and long-term risks are real. Children may be most affected. Children are most affected. And this, knowledge of long-term exposure are unclear. Let's stop there. Knowledge of long-term exposure is unclear. Really? Please remember this, as I've covered in so many previous broadcasts, official agencies like EPA and air quality testing do not exist to expose threats to the population. They exist to hide the most dire threats from the population for as long as possible. That's the unfortunate fact of the matter. So let's examine the damage that air particulate pollution is scientifically proven to do. And this pollution includes extreme levels of CO2, which also is greatly worsened from wildfires. This particulate pollution, of course, also includes highly toxic fallout from climate engineering operations. Follow me through the next few headline reports. From The Guardian, air pollution causes, listen closely, this is from last week. They can't hide this any longer. From The Guardian, air pollution causes, quote, huge reduction in intelligence, study reveals. How many times on geoengineeringwatch.org have I stated on the record that the massively toxic particles floating down through our air column, many of which are from climate engineering, not just smoke, not just other sources of pollution, but climate engineering, are greatly affecting our cognitive ability? How many times have we tried to sound the alarm on that at geoengineeringwatch.org, ignored by air quality officials? From the report, air pollution causes a, quote, huge reduction in intelligence, according to new research, indicating that the damage to society of toxic air is far deeper than the well-known impacts on physical health. Even worse for our mental health. When have you heard that on mainstream media? Before. Ever. Their job? To cover it up. Any wonder why we can't find our car keys anymore? Now consider this report from multiple sources, which is not new, but is very relevant to the rapidly deteriorating reality we collectively face. This study was published from numerous sources. Here's the headline. Elevated CO2 levels directly affect human cognition. New Harvard study shows. From that report, in a landmark public health finding, a new study from the Harvard School of Public Health finds that carbon dioxide, CO2, this is not even considering the climate engineering fallout, because of course Harvard would never consider that, CO2 has a direct and negative effect on human cognition and decision making. These impacts have been observed at CO2 levels that most Americans and their children are routinely exposed to today inside classrooms, offices, homes, planes, and cars. That study found, quote, statistically significant and meaningful reductions in decision-making performance in test subjects as CO2 levels rose. Consider this, though CO2 is necessary to the web of life, too much is harmful in countless ways to the web of life and to us. How many times have we all heard the false narrative, the more CO2, the better? This is patently false. Such a narrative is only pushed by the woefully uninformed or paid disinformation sources. If we are to have any chance of altering our current course, we must stand on solid, factual ground. The reality is this. Skyrocketing levels of CO2 are bad for the climate, the ocean, human health, and countless forms of life. Remember and consider, just because some is good does not mean exponentially more is better. We cannot survive more than a few days without water, but if you're 10 feet under, how long will you live? Moving on, from RollingStone.com, this new headline article, Hot House Earth is merely the beginning of the end. Not the end of the planet, the report states, but maybe the end of its human inhabitants. On the current course, there's no maybe. Small excerpt from the Rolling Stone report. Our future, scientist James Lovelock has written, is like that of the passengers on a small pleasure boat sailing quietly above Niagara Falls, not knowing that the engines are about to fail. The report continues, the Hot House report, which was widely covered by everyone from USA Today to Al Jazeera, projected a very dire view of our world, arguing that even if we managed to hit the carbon emissions targets set in the Paris Climate Accord, we still might, could, may, might. There's those words I always try to point out. Trigger a series of accelerating climate system feedback loops that would push the climate into a permanent hot house state with a warming of 4, 5, or even 6 degrees Celsius. That's about 10 degrees Fahrenheit. If that were to happen, the paper argued, hot house Earth is likely to be uncontrollable and dangerous to many. Dangerous to many. We're already dying. Die-off is occurring all over the globe. The could, may, might pacification from academia and sources like Rolling Stone and others. Moving on. Mainstream media, again, having to cover some of what's unfolding because they can't hide it any longer. Next headline. From InsideClimateNews.com and other sources, city centers are sweltering. Trees could, there it is again, could, may, might, could bring back some of their cool. They could if they would grow, but they don't grow anymore. They're dying. All over the globe, they're dying. Total lie of pacification in this headline from an environmental source. So few willing to face reality. If we do not leave the climate system alone, starting with stopping climate engineering, we have no chance. Consider this Harbinger report from multiple sources. It had to come. For many years, geoengineeringwatch.org has tried to warn this was coming. Here's the report. Global wheat supply falls to crisis levels. From the report, the scorching summer has caused many wheat-producing countries to draw down their reserves. The wheat crop in several of the world's biggest exporters, Argentina, Australia, Canada, and the European Union, Kazakhstan, Russia, Ukraine, and the United States, has taken a severe hit this year. Germany is set for its lowest grain harvest in 24 years after crops wilted under the highest summer temperatures ever recorded since record keeping began in 1881. Russia's agriculture ministry held a meeting with grain traders on Friday to discuss volumes. Curbs may be imposed later this season. We're seeing nations that ordinarily export beginning to hold on to their stocks. We've lived through decades of plenty, but the modern maxim is over. All from the report. From multiple sources, this new report. Met Office, it's a meteorological office in UK, says an autumn three-month heat wave is coming very soon. A three-month heat wave in the autumn? From the report, you only need to look out the window to see the weather has taken a turn for the worse at the moment, but things are about to change. Temperatures in the UK are set to hit 30 degrees C next month as El Nino weather phenomenon brings the UK a sizzling autumn. Just the beginning. Just the beginning. From multiple sources, this related report. Canada's cattle herds at risk as hay costs double. All over the globe, this is occurring. And yet, we have, quote, official sources still trying to convince us that all of this is just some natural cycle. As if we could do what we have done to the planet, with climate engineering being at the very top of the list, but by no means the only source of damage. How can anyone believe we could do this to the planet and not reap the consequences? And those consequences are just beginning to manifest. For those that think it's bad now, what's coming is unimaginably worse if we do not change direction. We know where that road leads. From this report, the price of hay in Canada's cattle country has already doubled, and ranchers could be forced to sell animals to feedlots early in the coming weeks if the drought persists. Let's remember, the climate engineers control the spigot absolutely, positively. They decide where it rains, when it rains, how much it rains, and how toxic that rain is. That's the fact of the matter. From this report, as it continues, we could squeak by at best if it started raining, said Charles Christie, chair of the Alberta Beef Producers, who is considering taking his cows off his farm in Alberta in September, a month earlier than usual due to the dire pasture conditions. Quote, worst case scenario as it dries up. Province-wide, we just don't have enough feed. You're going to see a liquidation of the cow herd. Another headline from the Daily Hive and other sources, this report, Toronto, Canada, to feel hotter than Death Valley. Consider that. From this report, the extreme heat wave will make Toronto feel 11 degrees C hotter. That's about 20 degrees Fahrenheit than in Cairo, Egypt, or Miami Beach, or Florida. It will even feel 10 degrees C hotter, almost 20 degrees again, than Honolulu, Hawaii. This is Toronto, Canada. Think about that. Another headline from the UK Guardian and other sources. This very important report. Seven facts you need to know about the Arctic methane time bomb. Keep going over that because the gravity of that situation is immense. I would recommend looking up this article and reading it in its entirety. From the report, debate over the plausibility of catastrophic release of methane in the coming decades due to thawing Arctic permafrost has escalated after a new Nature paper warned that exactly this scenario could, may, might, again, trigger costs equivalent to the GDP of the global economy. Everything's about money. Here's the bottom line. Money means nothing on a planet that doesn't support life. That's the bottom line. And there's no could, may, might, and it's not decades away. It's here. Methane is saturating the atmosphere right now. We've seen methane readings of near 3,000 parts per billion, astronomically high methane levels in the atmosphere, trapping heat. Conclusion of the report, this proves that the $60 trillion price tag for Arctic warming estimated by the latest Nature Commentary report should be taken seriously, prompting further urgent research and action on mitigation. What's their mitigation? Climate engineering. Climate engineering, the card that was played 70 years ago and done nothing but further cataclysmic damage, and still academia pretending that we have some final option. We do not. We do not. Our only final option is to stop climate engineering, let the planet respond on its own, and try to salvage some part of what's left of the biosphere. That's the bottom line. Regarding the Arctic ice pack, three recent headlines, one from Rolling Stone. Again, the melting Arctic ice is a real-time horror story. Why doesn't anyone care? We care at geoengineeringwatch.org. How many years have we been trying to sound the alarm on the Arctic implosion and that climate engineering is making it far worse overall, not better? Another headline from Bloomberg. Melting ice in the Arctic is opening a new energy trade route. How wonderful. We can further loot, plunder, pillage and burn what's left of the planet until there's nothing left. And Bloomberg is celebrating about that, as is the current administration. And previous administrations have all contributed as well. All part of the power structure, all part of the problem. It's simply worse now than ever. Another headline. There's a huge store of heat hiding under the Earth's Arctic ice. That's from Live Science. By chemically nucleating over the Arctic, the climate engineers, as I have stated, are making it worse, not better. They have capped the heat under the chemically nucleated surface sea ice. Doing so is further accelerating the thawing and releasing of formerly frozen methane hydrates on the seafloor. As that methane releases, our collective futures, immediate futures, are in the balance. Climate engineering must be exposed, must be halted. The current so-called Arctic ice pack is now little more than slush at the end of the summer melt season. Question: how has this sea surface ice managed to hang on year after year, in spite of rapidly increasing sea temperatures, rapidly increasing air temperatures, constant thinning and breaking apart? Again, the key consideration is surface ice, or as we can see from the satellite images, surface slush. Here's the bottom line. The climate engineers, which involve the participation of countries all over the globe, are completely committed to masking the polar ice implosion till the last possible moment, even if they have to kill the entire planet in the process. Though the loss of Arctic ice carries horrific ramifications and repercussions, the global climate engineering operations are even worse and are paradoxically actually making the overall planetary warming worse, not better. This being said, in the unimaginably desperate attempt to fill the atmosphere with as much sun-blocking particulates as possible at the end of the Arctic ice melt season, the geoengineers have utilized wildfire smoke, which has a scientifically proven short-term cooling effect on the planet at unimaginable cost to the planet overall. If you don't believe this could be possible, examine the recent video report on geoengineeringwatch.org titled "Climate Engineering Total Desperation, Engineering Wildfires to Temporarily Cool Earth." This is available on the top stories recent sections of geoengineeringwatch.org. Wildfire smoke, again, scientifically proven to have a temporary cooling effect, but as I stated, at what cost does this very temporary cooling effect come? In an overall context, wildfires are absolutely fueling the planetary meltdown, destroying habitat, loading the atmosphere with CO2, and reducing the planet's oxygen production by the catastrophic loss of trees. With all this considered, are the climate engineers, again, desperate and insane enough to facilitate wildfires of record frequency and intensity in the desperate attempt to provide short-term cooling in some regions of the world? View the information provided in the video report cited on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org and decide for yourself. What other benefits does wildfire smoke provide to the climate engineers? There are many. Wildfire smoke covers the tracks of the omnicidal climate engineering, weather warfare, biological warfare assault. Smoke blocks the sky from view, where often massive climate engineering operations are occurring. Even when there is no smoke present, most of the population is all too willing to tell themselves the white or silvery white hazy skies are just smoke, when in reality, in so many cases, it is actually a result of highly toxic climate engineering, solar radiation management, particulate spraying. Again, smoke provides cover for the climate engineers. Next, the epidemic human respiratory issues that now plague populations. Is that just smoke? Really? No. This is not reality. Is wildfire smoke and countless forms of anthropogenic pollution a problem? Yes, of course. But what is the mathematically greatest single cause of highly toxic atmospheric particulate pollution? Climate engineering fallout, which all of us inhale with each and every breath we take. Again, wildfire smoke provides cover for the climate engineers and the direct harm they are inflicting on the planet and populations. Again, consider this statement from the report I covered earlier in this broadcast. Air pollution causes a, quote, huge reduction in intelligence, according to new research, indicating that the damage to society of toxic air is far deeper than the well-known impacts on physical health. The report found the longer people were exposed to dirty air, the bigger the damage to intelligence. Let's stop there. How well does this scenario serve the agendas and objectives of those in power? From toxic fluoridated water to proven toxic vaccinations to toxic air, which is absolutely not just from wildfires and anthropogenic pollution. It is from climate engineering fallout. Countless lab tests from around the world prove that the primary elements in climate engineering patents are raining down through the breathable air column, elements starting with aluminum and barium, which are primary climate engineering elements. So back to the wildfires and how they serve the climate engineers and the power structure. Wildfire smoke can produce temporary cooling effects. Wildfire smoke masks the highly visible climate engineering operations. Wildfire smoke pacifies populations into believing the filthy skies and filthy toxic air they are breathing is just the result of nature. Or as paid power structure liar Ryan Zinke would have us believe, wildfires are just occurring because we're not cutting down enough trees. Time to wake up. We're fighting for our lives, literally. Now consider this just released headline from ecologist.org. Engineering the climate could cost us the earth. Finally, a little closer to the truth. Finally. This is a new report. Consider this excerpt from the report. And in the title again, could, may, might cost us the earth? No. Climate engineering will be the single greatest factor that has cost us the earth, as this headline states, if it is allowed to continue. Consider this excerpt from the report. Would recommend people read the report in its entirety, though it does not admit completely to the climate engineering atrocities. It outlines just how catastrophic they would be. From the report, since the current administration entered the Oval Office, the Trump administration, geoengineering boosters say the political climate for their agenda, which is geoengineering, has warmed. It's better with this administration. Former Republican House Speaker and Trump confidant Newt Gingrich has hailed geoengineering for its, quote, promise of addressing global warming concerns for just a few billion dollars a year. What an incredible lie of insanity and deception coming from the administration that says climate change is not real in the first place, but yet promoting climate engineering. Add that one up. Final statement from this report. Gingrich was among the first senior political figures to publicly promote geoengineering and help launch a geoengineering unit as his think tank, American Economic Enterprise. For the record, the current administration is rolling back, gutting U.S. regulations on climate decimating methane pollution, calling such regulations expensive and burdensome. Also, for the record, the current administration is doubling down on climate engineering, the climate engineering insanity, as a means to temporarily cover up the rapidly escalating biosphere collapse and, as already covered in this broadcast, the toxic particulate fallout from climate engineering operations is making us all cognitively less functional, very rapidly. Dumber by the day, literally. For the entire time geoengineeringwatch.org has existed, we have tried to sound the alarm on the critical climate engineering issue. We have stated that climate engineering is the greatest and most immediate threat we collectively face short of nuclear cataclysm. Please consider the facts that I have just outlined when you make your next priority list. Every breath we take contains toxic particulates. Many of the most toxic particulates are from climate engineering operations. These particulates are building up in our bodies and in our brains. This contamination is not only making us sick, it is greatly affecting our ability to think. As the recent science report I just cited proved, there is no place to run. There is no place to hide. How long can you hold your breath? What we face, again, is a fight for life, nothing less. In regard to fighting to preserve life, forgive me if I rant for a moment. I've always felt a responsibility to try to do whatever I could to protect life forms that were just trying to survive, just trying to play their part in the web of life. When I was in the early grades of grammar school, I got to school very early in the morning. I would pick up the peel bugs that had wandered onto the school sidewalk. I would gather them up and throw them safely in the landscape zones around the school. I never understood the kids that made it a point to stomp on these creatures just to entertain themselves. Here's another example. The propensity of many to kill any snakes that they saw or came across has always perplexed me. I've long since made it a mission to relocate rattlesnakes that had strayed into the path of humans in the regions I have lived in, from the deserts of Southern California to Arizona to Northern California. Rattlesnakes, like every other creature, are simply trying to make a living, to survive. I could not easily count the occasions I should absolutely have been bitten by rattlers as I constantly invaded their territory while tracking solo over wilderness areas since I was very young, nearly stepping on them so many times, again, more than I could count, but none ever bit me. Such a bite, when so far from help, would have been highly problematic. Once, while rummaging in a pile of kindling to find wood for a fire, it was all but dark. The sun had set, very difficult to see. I was on my hands and knees. I inched forward to try to focus through the dark to see what was right in front of my face. A coiled Mojave green rattler, face to face, a foot away. A bite to my face would have done, well, who can say? But the point is this, yet again, I was spared. Why do we kill them? And certainly I understand there are circumstances when killing a rattler cannot be avoided. And I understand that many are not willing to catch rattlers and relocate them as I do. But even when a rattler is encountered in the wilderness, why are so many so prone to try and kill it? Why? Where is the respect for life, for the web of life? There seems so little understanding that we are, all of us, a part of that web. So many have completely lost sight of this fundamental and rationally undeniable fact. Why are so few willing to see the converging catastrophes that are closing in from every side? Industrialized, militarized society was never sustainable. I remember with crystal clarity a moment when I was 11 years old on a baseball field, hacking on smog so thick it was like smoke. I was shocked and alarmed. Why weren't the adults around me in any sense concerned? I remember that moment with such clarity. Our war against nature is ultimately a war against ourselves. We have forgotten that we are part of a web of life. If the web collapses, we will all perish with it. As we collectively face the gathering storm, consider this 2,000-year-old quote, a nugget of wisdom to help us keep our compass heading as we face the pending challenges. Here's the quote. Does what has happened keep you from acting with justice, generosity, self-control, sanity, prudence, honesty, humility, straightforwardness, and all other qualities that allow a person's nature to fulfill itself? So remember this principle when something threatens to cause you pain. The thing itself was not misfortune at all. To endure it and prevail is the proper course. Marcus Aurelius, Stoic philosopher. What does this 2,000-year-old quote of wisdom mean to us? It means that we, each of us, are the sole masters of our own will, and thus of our perspectives and principles. It is up to each of us to decide whether we will rise to the challenges we collectively face or whether we will run from them. Challenges that literally threaten our near-term survival on a dying planet. Stand and make your voice heard while it can yet make a difference. Share credible data from a credible source. Learn how to effectively and efficiently wake others to what is unfolding. Much more detailed activist instructions, along with awareness-raising materials, can be found on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. Always remember and consider this: those in power are not gods, and we are not helpless unless we choose to be helpless. Don't make such a choice. Understand your power in this equation if you simply choose to use it to exercise your will correctly in accordance with nature. We must make every day count in this most critical battle to sound the alarm. Make your voice heard. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.